Another mistake that even good leaders can make is not wanting to have difficult conversations. How many times have you tried to find a way around a difficult conversation, either to avoid it or look for a roundabout way to address it? There are a few things we can do to help with difficult conversations. Proactively, we should be talking to staff, establishing a relationship of trust, showing we genuinely care about them, and giving lots of praise when we see that things are going well. That way, we have a strong foundation to start from when we do need to address issues. When you do need to address a concern, it's best you address it right away before it grows into a serious performance issue. For example, in an upbeat way, you can say, "I'd like to show you how it needs to be done."
Avoiding difficult conversations isn't the same as having a resolution. Developing a relationship with team members is ongoing, not just done at the meetings or to report incidents. Through email, sharing a photo or video clip, let them know of all the great things that are going on in someone's life. So when it comes time to have a more difficult conversation, there is a good relationship established.